for inflation. Material nature and the living entities should be understood to be the enemy. Their transformations in the modes of nature are products of material nature.
So there are six constraints by Arjuna. Kshetra, Bhetravya, Jnanam, Jnanam, Prakriti, Purusha. Six constraints. The Krishna has already replied. What is Kshetra, Bhetravya, and what is the process of knowledge, and what is the object of knowledge? Now he is beginning to explain what is this material nature and what is this living entity. Material nature, prakriti, is enjoyable. Prakriti means enjoyable. And purusha means enjoyer. Just like in our present condition, we accept the female as a fair sex, enjoyer. And we, male, we think we are enjoyer. By nature, the female does, by nature, have to dress attractive. And the purus is attractive. So this prakriti and purus. Actually, none of us are purusha. This conception of purusha, enjoyer, that is there in so-called woman and so-called man. The man also wants to enjoy. Not only man, every living entity. Cats, dogs, trees, aquatic animals. Because this material world means all the living entities, beginning from Lord Brahma, down to the smallest ant. They are seeking after enjoyment. Purusha, that is purusha spirit. One who is seeking for enjoyment is called purusha. But actual purusha is Krishna. We are all prakritis. And because being prakriti, we are trying to become purusha, that is called maya or illusion. Just like if a woman dresses like a man and wants to act like man, and that is illusion. Similarly, we are differently dressed in the material ingredient, bhumi rapana ramayu. Everyone's body is made of these five elements, and mind, intelligence, they are also subtle material elements, and with this combination, we have got this body, and as the spirit soul, I'm trying to endure. This is material body. We have forgotten that we are part and parcel of Krishna. Our business is not to endure, but to help Krishna to endure. That is all it. Part and parcel. We have given several times this example. Just like these fingers, they are my part and parcel of the body. The finger catches a nice sweet meat. It is not the business of the fingers to enjoy sweet meat, but it gives to the mouth. To go to the stomach for example. So, it is the duty of the part and parcel of God to help him enjoy it. Then bhakti. Bhakti means anukullena krishnanusiranam. Anukul means favorite. Krishnanusiranam. Krishna pasa. Always thinking how to make Krishna happy. That is bhakti. Anukulena Krishna Sivaram. That's why gopis, the first class example. are the gopis, or the inhabitants of Vrindavan. They are all trying to make Krishna happy. That is enough. If here also, if you try to make Krishna happy, this can be converted into Vrindavan. But that attitude will have got. We have got by the influence of Maya. We have become Purusha. You are to enjoy. Why is Krishna telling that? I said, I am Krishna. I am God. This is the thing. So, the endeavor is this matter, this material God. And the living entities, they are trying to enjoy. They are not actually enjoying. They are stubborn. They are becoming intact. By this enjoying spirit, we are developing different types of mentality. And at the time of death, according to that mentality, I get the next one. That means, by this enjoying spirit, I am getting entangled. I am not becoming free. At the time of, if I live like dogs, dog mentality, then naturally at the time of death, my mentality will be like a dog, and naturally I get a dog's body. Then I enjoy, the dog is also enjoying. They forget. The animals, the ant is also enjoying, and the Brahma is also enjoying. So, this Purusha spirit is material life. So that Purusha means the living entity. Krishna says here, the Prakritim Purusham Chaiva Vidhi Anadi Anadi Kitar. It is not temporary, it is eternal. There are five things. The living entities, the Prakriti, God, and the work. Prakriti, Purusham, Chaiva, Vidhi, Anadi. Anadi means it is not created. It is there, but it becomes manifested. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, you say, Bhutta Praviya. Another example, just like this body, my body, your body. I've got this body, you have got this body. This body will be destroyed. Avinashi because it will be Jena Sarva Vidam Prasam. But my that consciousness will not be destroyed. This body will be destroyed. But my consciousness will not be destroyed. That is stated in Bhagavad. Avinashi because it is G. Jena Sarva Vidam Prasam. Vidam Prasam. Because this body is spread with consciousness. If you pinch any part of your body, you will become conscious that it is painful. How long it is painful? So long the soul is there. And as soon as the soul is gone, you chop it with a dagger, with another. Therefore, Avinashi because it is the Jena Sarva Vidam. That thing, that consciousness, is Avinashi. The so-called scientists, they do not know that the consciousness is eternal and it carries me to another world. I see that this body is destroyed, therefore finished. No. You have got practical experience. When you sleep, the body does not work. But the consciousness one, you therefore dream in a different atmosphere, you get a different body and enjoy a different dream. Every day we have one experience. At night I forget this body, and daytime I forget the dream. So this is also dreaming at daytime, because I forget. At night I saw that I was a king, I was ruling over somebody, I was lecturing as a political leader, and daytime I see that I am a clerk. neither politician, nor king. So I forgive the nice body, and at night I forgive this body. Similarly, change of body means I forget this body. Last life I had some body, but I cannot say what kind of body I had. Of course there is heart, astronomy and other things. They can speak, but I don't believe. Or even if I believe, what can I do with that? So we are changing. That the consciousness is not Vinashi. Avinashi to the limit being, in the heart of the doctor. So because the consciousness is not changing, it is creating another body, according to consciousness. That's why we create favorable circumstances to enjoy, even in this life. Why this struggle for existence? We are trying to make it favorable condition for enjoyment. This is struggle for existence. Nobody is satisfied with the present position. Everyone is struggling for. But he does not know that any material arrangement, according to my intelligence, will never make me happy. That is very good. Therefore, Krishna says, you rascal, nonsense, give up this business. Sarva dharman puritvaccha. You are rascal number one, you have forgotten your constitutional position. Now, you give up all these engagements. If you want to be happy, maaming kam saranam, just be under my control. What benefit I shall desire? Aham tva sarva pape mamo krishna. Maa I will be protected. Because you are suffering for your sinful activities. Everything is sinful activities. Everything. That's like a gang of thieves. A gang of thieves, after plundering booty from some gentleman's house, they came outside the village, and they are dividing. So one of these thieves is saying, sir, let us divide it honestly. Let us divide the booty honestly. But their basic principle is dishonest. Now they want to divide honesty. So all these rascal politicians, they're all dishonest and they're trying to make adjustment honest. Honest. What is dishonesty? There cannot be honesty. Harava bhakta sakuto mahabhutuna. Anyone who is not a devotee of the Lord, he cannot be possessing any good qualities. That is not possible. He must be dishonest. If he is not devotee of the Lord, he must be dishonest. This is the Bhagavata Shastra. Yashtati bhakti bhagavati yasimchana sarvai gunai tattva samasati kula harava maktasya puto mahadudana Manorathena Satudharatuhi. Because one who is not in the transcendental plan. It is not. As the Maharaji Pilalava says, it is mitha. Jagat mitha. We don't say. Why is it mitha? It is first. Because Krishna says that bhumi rava nara vayu khama mana buddhi vinna me prakriti asadha. Krishna says it is my prakriti, my MS. If Krishna is bad, why is MS it should be mitha? This is not this. Jagat is not mitha. We don't say. If Krishna is true, then this world is also true. But the fact that Krishna is the enjoyer, we are trying to be enjoyed, that is not true. That is mitha. The jagat is not mitha. But the propensity to enjoy this world, So that is mithyavita, you cannot apprehend that. Krishna says, Bhoktaram Jagatavadham Sarvalokamayaskaram Sridam Sarvabhukana Jyatka Maam Shanti. If you want shanti, you must learn these three things. That Bhokta enjoys Krishna. We are not enjoying. But every one of us are thinking we are enjoying. Individually, collectively, nationally, socially, communally, everywhere. Prasthā bhūyā jī bhova vāñśā kare pāsate māyātāre lāpotiya kare. This is a Bengali poetry. It says, as soon as we forget the real enjoyer, and we want to enjoy immediately, that is called māyā. And as soon as we give up this mentality, that is confirmed by Bhagavad Gita. Vāñśā vyāvicārini bhakti yogena jathe vate. Sagunam samakritta yatan brahma bhujayatan. As soon as you give up this mentality, that I am the enjoyer, as soon as you change our mentality, that Krishna is enjoyer, then immediately becomes liberated. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Abhyavicharini bhakti yoga na ja sevate. Sagunam samakritta yatan. Yet it is also said, Vikarang Sukunam Seyo, Vidhi Kakiti Sambhava. We have become servant of the three gunas, three qualities of this material world. Somebody is very proud of becoming good, goodness, like Brahmana quality. That is good in the material world, that is first class quality. The second class quality, passionate. Very active. All people are very active. For enjoyment, passion. And some people are in ignorance. They do not know what is goodness and what is passion. They can simply waste their time by laziness and sleeping. So actually, we are all sleeping. Because we do not know what is the aim of life. Again, at night we sleep, we forget that what is my duty, what is my business, what I have to do. But everything we forget. Similarly, so long we are in ignorance, that is our sleeping state. Therefore, the Vedic mantra is Uttishtata Jagrata Praptamananivodata. Now we are about the human part of life. Do not sleep like animals, cats and dogs. Get up. That is Vedic Gita. Tamasi ma, jyotirdama. Don't remain in this darkness. Just come forward to the jyoti. Jyoti means, that is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Najatra bhādhayate sūrya. Na sathānta, na bhāvaka. Everything is there. Here you declare the sunlight, the moonlight, the electricity, but there is another nation. Parastasmātu bhāva anya bhaktyāva pyāsanātam. There is no need of sun, there is no need of moon, because each and every planet is illuminated. Jagvatyāna-nivartante. If you go there, then you do not come back again in this material world, which is dukkhāyam sathāsatam nāpruvanti mahātmāna samsiddhīṁ paramāṅgataha. So our aim should be how to go back to home, back to God. But you do not know. You are simply acting like cats and dogs, that's all. Jumping like dogs, cats, and eating, sleeping, and having sex intercourse, and trying to defend my body. These things are done by the enemy. These things are done by enemy. Then what is your melody? You get this human form of life. Shastra says, Prabodhidvam putrata ena suddheta satya jatmat brahma sosham manantam nāyam jīhati āyāna kastāna kāmāna arhati vīdhāna. This human form of life is not many stars, lacking various parts like parrot has dog. It is main part, tapasya.
Tapasya, simple life.
And realize yourself. And then you stop the miserable condition of your life. Suppose it comes jina, suddhita, satya. Just like when you are diseased, we go to the physician and try to cure the disease. Similarly, we do not know what is our main disease. That is explained by Krishna previously. Janma mittu jarabhyati. This is our real disease. To take birth, to die, to become old, and to become victims of disease. But nobody knows how to cure this. And you still are very much proud of becoming advanced in education and civility. This is college. This is college. Real disease is how to store. Janma, Krishna has repeatedly said, Nastadi, Hang Punar Janma Naiti, Mahami Iti Vipamdeva. Janma Karma Vipamdeva Janatita. Simply try to understand me, Krishna. The result will be, Nastadi, Hang. That is, after this, giving up this body, you have to accept another body. And Krishna says, simply if you understand me, in truth, then there was thereafter, no more accepting any material body. You remain in your spiritual body and come to the spiritual world, back to home, back to God. So, here, Prakriti is Puru Samuchaiva. Although, Prakriti is also Krishna's nature. Bhumi Gapana no Bayu Khamamana Udhi. He says, Aparayam, this is inferiorness. So, aparayam idastu vidhi mi prakritim para. Another superior nature. What is that? Jiva bhuta. The living entity. So we are also prakriti. And the material nature is also prakriti. This is inferior prakriti. And we are superior prakriti. As we are now under the control of this inferior prakriti, we can transfer ourselves under the control of the superior prakriti. That superior prakriti is spiritual world. This material world means it is made of this inferior prakriti, Bhumi Gapana world. And then another prakriti, Sanatana, that is stated in prakriti, that is by nature. Parastrasnatu bhava anya. Bhava means nature. Vakyavakya sanatana. Sanatana means that is not destroyed. And this prakriti is destroyed. Bhutta bhutta praliyate. So bhutta bhutta praliyate means that prakriti is had, but the manifestation is temporary. It is not false. Just like it will be done sometimes. And so you show some symptom. That symptom is within you, but it is manifested sometimes. Sometimes it is not manifested. But the propensity, the quality of your becoming angry is there, eternal. It is not bad, it is created. Anything. Sometimes you become passionate. To become passionate is there. It is not a new thing. But it sometimes appears, sometimes disappears. Similarly, this material world, this is also prakriti of Krishna. The fact is that it is sometimes manifest, sometimes not manifest. Just like the cloud. Cloud is a fact. But sometimes it is manifest, sometimes it is not manifest. When it is not manifest, you cannot say cloud is false. No. It is a fact. But the nature is sometimes manifest, sometimes not manifest. So here Krishna says, Prakriti Purusha Chaiva, Vidhi Anadi, they are eternal. So Krishna is eternal, and the living entity is eternal. And the Prakritis are also eternal. They are not false. But they are manifested sometimes, not manifested. And when we do not like to obey Krishna, we cannot live in the spiritual world. in the spiritual world, there is no such thing, disobedience. There is always, there are devotees. Just like in Vrindavan, they are all devotees of Krishna. Somebody serving Krishna's father and mother, Nanda Maharaj, Yasoda. Somebody is serving as friend, somebody is serving as servant, somebody is serving as a conjugal lover. In this way, there are five different kinds of service, mellow. Whatever you like, everybody is not like it, there is taste. I like to serve Krishna as a conjugal lover. I like to love Krishna as my son. I like to love Krishna as my friend. I like to love Krishna as my master. I simply love Krishna by blowing my mind. These are poncho, five kinds of offer. Santo, Dasya, Sakha, Master, Lapan. So you can select any of them. Because there must be variety. Because we are living entities. Everyone wants to enjoy. Therefore, variety is the manner of enjoy. You cannot make everything impersonal. No. There is variety. Even in the spiritual world, there is variety. That variety is reflected in this material world. Therefore, here also, we love somebody as friend. We love somebody as wife. We love somebody as father. We love somebody as mother. Like that. The same thing is pervasively reflected. And because it is illusion, therefore you are not satisfied. If you want real love, real position, then you have to transfer your this loving propensity in five different kinds of levels to Krishna. Then it is permanent. And it is. Don't reject this as because you could not capture the grace, then the grace and the damage. The jackal will know that the story. The jackal went to steal some grace in the orchard, and it was very high. He would jump over several times. He could not get it. Then he realized, oh, this is sour. Like that. Similarly, his Mahavadi philosophy is like that. First of all, he wants to become very big man, very big businessman, minister, simple, competition of India. But when he battled, when he did not anger, simply suffer, he comes to his knowledge, that I could not anger, I simply suffer, that it is mitta, great sattva. That philosophy is nothing. You must know that if that prakriti, this material world, you are not enjoying. The enjoyer is Krishna. Sarva Lopa Mahesham. If you want to become enjoyer, then you are free. Sai, Tena Rasheva Sauchyati. Jamjyate Karman Nakhu, Rupan Karma Mandam. You cannot be happy with stolen property. So, everything belongs to Krishna. Ishava Saminam Dhanam. Whatever you are trying to enjoy, it is stolen property. The philosophy is same as the prima bhunjita. You can enjoy whatever is allotted to you by Krishna. Vena tasma hidavakasasinthana. Don't try to encroach upon others' property. This is real proposition for peace and prosperity. But we are trying to become the biggest enjoyer. And we are trying to encroach upon others' property, others' life, others' jurisdiction. Therefore, there is no peace. There cannot be peace. Therefore, if you want peace at all, this is the formula. Bhoktam jagratam dham chatu rupa maestram Sri Ram sarva bhutam. Krishna is the Sri. He is well with that of everyone. Therefore, he comes. Because he is well with that of all living entities. If the living entities are his sons, everyone, father is always well with that of the son. So we are trying to enjoy here, falsely, which we cannot do. Therefore Krishna comes to give us advice. Sarvadharmaan paritrajya, mami kamsa. Otherwise, the struggle for existence is gone and you will never be happy. That is Krishna consciousness. Thank you.